Hello friends, welcome to one of our highlights as we end the year, Supercell Sunday. It is the Sunday when we get to do church differently. We get to do it in the community, in our cell families, just like it was in the book of Acts. They met in the temple for corporate worship, but they also met from house to house. And this is what they did. They had fellowship, they ate food together, they even had fun, I believe, and they got to hear the apostles' teachings, and God added to their numbers daily. That's what this Sunday is about. So get ready to have a great time in your cell families today, and our total worship team is ready to lead us right now in a beautiful worship experience.
Merry Christmas with Total Family. So good to see you today in Supercell Sunday. Now, I hope you're ready to worship Jesus. All right.
Jesus said.
a shout of praise. Woo!
Wow, we've come to the end of 2025.
Yeah.
And we've witnessed the goodness of the Lord. He has been faithful. We've seen miracles that indeed we could not buy. Come on, why don't you lift up your hands and give thanks to Jesus? Thank you for your faithfulness, oh Lord. When I was lost and all alone, your presence was where I found home. You were there and you're here right now. In every high and every low, you never left me without hope. You were good and you're good right now. Come and raise your hands and worship.
I'm confident.
seen you breathe life with it. So I'll pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I live to tell.
What a beautiful worship experience that is so befitting of a day like this, the final Sunday of 2025. Wow. You know, as I've been reflecting on this year, there is a thought that has really filled my mind and I just can't get out of my head, but it has also captivated my heart. And that is the thought of the kindness of God. Wow, God has been so kind to us this year, 2025. When I think about my own family, my beautiful wife, Vanita, who's my friend, my partner, and we work together, whatever the children is blessed us with, I'm just so thankful. When I think about the opportunity that is given to us to serve as leaders here at Watoto, when I think about the incredible team of pastors and their spouses, our elders, our deacons, the amazing team of staff, the volunteers, wow, I just can't help but thank God. Of course, not forgetting the faithful, committed congregation of Watoto Church, and then our local and our global partners. All those are gifts of God's kindness to us. And I've just been so grateful as I've reflected through the year 2025. Now, I know there might be some people who are probably saying, well, Pastor, the year has come to an end, but I don't see much of why I should be thankful. And maybe things have not gone your way. Maybe you thought if this had happened, maybe I'd be more grateful. Or if this hadn't happened, then maybe you'd be more grateful. But I really love what the psalmist says to us. He says, let everything that has breath praise God. He didn't say, let everyone who got their best breakthrough. He didn't say, let everyone who got a job promotion or maybe got married or got a job this year. All those are blessings. But he specifically says, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Why? As long as we are breathing, we have every reason to praise God. Breath is a gift from God. It's His loving kindness. None of us can pay for our breath. And you know what? Without breath, there is no blessing that would make sense. So we have every reason to rejoice and praise God. If you are watching me, or listening to me, you have breath and you can praise God. And as I think about that, I think about Jeremiah, the prophet in the Bible. I mean, at a time when everything went bad, he was reflecting. He was also grieving the fact that his city had fallen. Jerusalem had fallen. The temple was destroyed. The city was burned. His own people were in exile. I mean, it was all rough and bad. And in his reflections, as he thought about what had happened to them as the people of God, he wrote the book of Lamentations. And in there, here's something he says, Lamentations chapter 3, and from verses 21 to 23. He says, "But this I call to mind, therefore I have hope." He began to remind himself. "It is because of the Lord's loving kindness that we are not consumed, because his tender compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great and beyond measure is your faithfulness." In the midst of all this devastation, he remembered the loving kindness of God. And in verse 25, he says, "The Lord is good to those who wait confidently for him, to those who seek him on the authority of God's word." Wow. Jeremiah recalls the loving kindness of God. That thought has been really captivating my mind, and it has captured my heart. What do you think about when you start to reflect on God's kindness? Take a moment. And not just his kindness, his loving kindness. When you combine those two words, because that's God, the love part of it is that God genuinely cares and he's committed to our well-being. He wants us to have shalom. That's God's love. And when we talk about his kindness, it's his tenderness. It's his compassion. It is his gracious actions towards us. It's God giving us what we do not deserve. That's his kindness. God's loving kindness is based on his covenant love. God doesn't love us because we deserve to be loved or because we're good. He loves us because he's love. His loving kindness is based on his loyal mercy. We can count on the mercy of God. Man, how many times we've blown it this year. God has been merciful. It's based on his steadfast, unfailing kindness. You know, the Bible says God remains faithful even when we are unfaithful. That's his loving kindness. So today, I would love you to reflect on the loving kindness of God. And as I think about it, for us as the Watoto family and for all our friends, God has been so loving and kind to us. And I mean, we started the year with a word that God gave us. Bold, strong, courageous, from Joshua chapter 1. And I mean, it was about having a bold vision because God gave Joshua a bold vision of the promised land. And strong conviction, God began to reaffirm Joshua that, hey, if he stuck to God's word, to the law, he would succeed. And he also assured him of his presence, that he would be with him. Those things built strong conviction in Joshua, but also courageous action. Joshua was a man of action. He took a step and began to move to take possession of the land that God had given to them. And that was God's word to us: bold, strong, courageous. And you know what? In God's amazing loving kindness, he's helped us to witness his goodness this year. We started off the year in prayer. We are finishing the year in praise. And so I want to praise God for the things he has done. I cannot recount all of them, but allow me to share a few of them. And I'll start with some campus highlights. This year alone, we have seen over 7,500 people say yes to Jesus. Wow. We have seen a congregation growth of 4%, and God, by His grace, has allowed us to plant campus number 18, Watoto Church, Gayaza, Nakweru. And already, it's not yet even a month, actually, it's just coming to a month right now, 1,500 people. That's the kindness of God. Another big one. God, this year, has blessed us with three amazing properties. Two in Juba, South Sudan, one in the city, and one just outside the city where we get to do some other projects. And in the past few weeks, Kira, we've been praying for property in Chira. Is it Chira or Kira? Whatever it is. And God has blessed us with a beautiful strategic piece of property. That is the kindness of God, my friends. And immediately starting next year, we're having one of our locations. Our Kansanga family is going to move to a new location. You know, we've been it's been almost maybe just over 5 years of where we have been at former Didi's World, Wonder World, and now we're moving to a new location. And you know what? It is a step towards our final home. We believe God to do that. Why? Because He is absolutely kind. You know, I think about our own line and our own air. This part has had huge blessings. We have 10,000 people, pretty much over 10,000 people every week joining our online services. That's phenomenal. And through that, we have had 688 people give their lives to Jesus. Come on, let's give God the praise. So our online ministry is having impact. We can't measure the ones who are on air, but it is a lot of people that watch our services on air. Talking about online, this year we have revamped our radio station, Power FM, because it's one amazing outreach tool that we have now. We've revamped the studios. And so get ready, 104.1 Power FM is going to be the station you don't want to miss listening to. And also this year, our cell families have grown. 13,000 people attending our small families. We desire that over 100%, meaning everybody in Watoto is in a small cell group, a cell family, and the beyond 100 is the community. That's our goal. So if you're not yet in a cell family and you just happen to come today for a super cell, or you're watching this service and you're part of Watoto, please join a small family. Let me celebrate some major events that happened this year. Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. It was amazing. 15,000 people giving their lives to Jesus. Wow. Then we also have just concluded this month a beautiful missional cantata. It's been amazing. I mean, the field was packed out. The presentation was powerful. And our big heart, which was missional, people gave their hearts to Jesus. Did you know it was close to probably 70% of the people coming were people who had never been to a Watoto Church event? Wow, what an honor to be able to share the gospel in such a way. One big highlight was the Unity Night, and we are going to continue doing this one, where we came together with different churches to sing carols and celebrate the birth of Jesus in unity, lifting up the name of Jesus as a banner across the skies of Kampala, because He's the only hope. The Bible says, where there's unity, God commands a blessing. I cannot begin to imagine what God is going to do when we begin to be united, genuinely united as the body of Christ. Wow, and through that, we have blessed five entities that really work with babies, babies' homes, and those that look after babies with special needs, and another looks after moms who have given birth to Primes, and we've blessed those ministries. And it has been through the City Carols Night where we gave an offering, and Wototo Church, we have topped it up in addition to what our chief guest gave, so that each of those entities could be blessed. Thank you for being a part of that. That is still God's kindness towards us. Now, thinking about this year again, we've launched some new ministries that are very strategic. The Champions Club, and we have started at Ntinda, a great ministry to reach out to families with children that have special needs so they can have a great church experience. We're going to expand this. The Golden Legacy, celebrating our seniors in church, those who are 55 and above, we honor them. They have lots of experience and they love the church. They have a contribution to make, but they have unique needs, and that's why we launched this ministry. It was such a success, and I know I want to just mention this because God is all about family. We had a great marriage getaway. It was oversubscribed. We now need to find another venue that would host all the numbers. God values family, and so do we. Let me talk about community care, the work we do to care for community. We have about 3,500 children in our Wototo child care ministries in our care. And this year, we've rescued the highest number of babies we've ever rescued in a year, 90 babies. Each of them has a destiny. And we have the privilege of being God's hands and God's feet and God's heart for those little ones. What an honor. 90 of them, both in Gulu and in Kampala. And we are raising godly transformational leaders. And this year, 100 of our children are graduating into a life of productive living. They are being the leaders that are going to impact community coming out of our children. Wow, it's an honor. It's one thing to rescue. It's another to raise and release our children. So 101 of them have been released now, and they are going to be having a godly impact in their community. I want to thank God for his kindness when it comes to the provision for the work we do in caring for community. We have a total number of sponsors that regularly give. It is 42,140 locally and globally. Wow, that's the kindness of God. And of those, are you ready for this? This year in Uganda, we crossed the 5,000 mark of people saying we want to partner with this vision of rescuing the vulnerable children and supporting, coming alongside vulnerable mothers. Thank you. Thank you so much. God is turning the story around, especially here at Wototo, but I also believe in Africa. We are beginning to be that generous continent. And Wototo Church, you are just that. Thank you for listening to this call and saying, hey, we want to be a part of that. We sent out 5 choirs this year, children's choirs that are missional. They go to preach the gospel, but also invite people to partner with us. So the choirs that went to the UK, Canada, Australia, Brazil, US, and also Asia. All these choirs are a miracle because some of them, it was last minute to get visas, but God came through for us. That's his kindness. Neighborhood. You're going to hear more about neighborhood. But we were piloting in 2 underserved communities because it has been a struggle for the moms to keep coming to our campuses, and we will keep those centers. Some could, some couldn't, but we want to take it out to the communities. And we did. We were in 2 underserved communities, and man, it was a success. Dropout rate was almost 0. And it was just a hunger, but we just needed to take it right there. And this year, through our Wototo Golf Tournament, 1,000 of those mothers' businesses are going to be boosted so they can sustain themselves, live lives of dignity, and break the yoke of poverty and generational, vulnerability. And so we're excited about seeing that those 1,000 families transformed. Through Kipegalin School, we've been in 82 schools. 12,500 girls reached. And you know what? We are not leaving any boy behind. Every school we go to, we also reach out to the boys. 10,500 boys have been reached out to and taught about value and taught about God and being discipled. What an opportunity. Now, before I move on to celebrate the last two things, I just want to say two of our wonderful neighborhood mothers are standing for political positions. Talk about empowering our moms. There they are. They are ready to serve. Wow. That's so good. That's so good. Now, the final two things. We are passionate about raising godly transformational leaders. And so we have education initiatives that we are doing. Our Total Christian International School in Ntinda, full. We want to multiply it. We have our Total Schools in our villages. That's amazing. We want to ensure that they are top-notch. Our Vocational Technical Institute at SUBI, we want it to be the best ever in this country. We also, our Bobby Agribusiness Institute is already running 1 year in operation, and there's still work going on, but it's going to be amazing. So those are some things God has done. Now, when it comes to generosity, Watoto family, thank you. Thank you. Once again, God has been kind. We exceeded our target for our tithes and offerings by 4%. That's the kindness of God. When it comes to build God's house, 12% above our goal for 2025. And for our miracle offering, the year is not yet over. Our $2 million goal, we are at 82% of our target, and we have commitments that people have made that will take us to 91%. Thank you, Watoto family. That's just the kindness of God. And so today, as I close, God has been kind to us. I'd love you to take a moment now in your small groups, in the cell families, to just discuss one simple question. How has God been kind to you in 2025? After that, spend some time praying with each other and then eat together, celebrate, have fun. And on behalf of Anita and myself and the leadership of Watoto Church, Happy New Year. See you on the 31st at the All Night Sing in all our celebration points. God bless you.